This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com. Almost every night. And when that moon gets big and bright, it's
supernatural delight. Every border will dance. Well, it's a good thing you cannot hear what we're talking about off the air. Frank and Charlie and Plowsy and Brian, Do you have questions in blues related in there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
Let's go to 5 questions brought to you by Greenville University.
Time to tee up the hot topics. It's 5 for Frank. Brought to you by Greenville University, a liberal arts institution just 45 miles from St. Louis.
All right. The first one's kind of a joke, but it is blues related, and it's regular season. True or false, the Cardinals lose a game before the Blues?
Oh, I think the Blues
Cardinals start playing in late March, regular season.
So regular season.
Yes. Spring training starts Saturday. I figured that's just one game, I guess, before their first spring training game. So,
I do think the Blues will maybe lose a game, let's say, in a shootout. So,
One of the next three they're going to lose.
Okay, a more serious hockey question. Give me the odds. It's amazing we've come this far already. That the Blues have home ice advantage in the first round. They are now, as we sit, six points behind Nashville. Only seven points behind Winnipeg.
Three games in hand.
For at least home ice advantage in the first round.
Trending, I'm going with it. Yep, I like it. I'd say 60-40.
I'm going to say 40-60.
Okay.
But I think there's a very good shot at that.
Absolutely insane that we are discussing this.
It's fun, man.
Yes.
I'm so excited. I'm so happy for Blues Nation, honestly, because we were looking at kind of a boring winter, right?
Yeah.
A couple months back, you had high hopes for SLU, Cartier Gordon transferred. You had high hopes for Blues. They had the fewest points in the NHL. You started talking about draft picks and making trades, and now it has been a 180, and it's so fun to watch.
More starts in 2019. Carlos Martinez or Anthony Reyes?
Alex Reyes, rather.
Anthony will have zero. Sorry, wrong Reyes. Alex Reyes, thank you.
You know what? I'm going to go Alex Reyes.
How many you think?
18 to 20.
All right. I'm going to also say Alex Reyes, but I think they'll have similar roles. You might see a bunch of starts and a bunch of relief appearances out of both of them, and I think certainly they want to limit Alex Reyes' innings, but I'm still going to say Alex Reyes.
All right, so about 24 hours ago, Manny Machado signed with San Diego. It's $300 million. Give me Bryce Harper's total in terms of dollars and where he signs. The Giants apparently have a better shot than some anticipated.
All right, I bet Boris wants to win this thing, and I bet it's
$300 million
10 years,
and $1.
$310 million. It's kind of like the old Bill Russell, Will Chamberlain. If Chamberlain got $100,000, then Russell got $100,000 plus $1. So
Not only, though, does he want to win it versus Machado, he wants to have the largest contract in the history of North American sports. So I think somehow, even if there's some deferred money, that number is going to be higher than 325. And it's going to be because you can write it on
because
the headline.
Because of Stanton, you mean talking
about? Yes, that it's the largest contract ever. Even if some of it's deferred, I feel like the total amount's going to be 330.
It's carefully worded with the Machado contract, highest free agent contract in American sports history, not because of Stanton's 325.
Right. Okay, finally, 5 for Frank, 5 for Chuck, brought to you by Greenville University, Tobacco Road, Duke, North Carolina at Cameron Indoor. Tickets are approaching Super Bowl prices. If you want to go to this game, you got to spend at least $2,500 to watch Duke UNC. Who you got tonight?
Oh, Duke's going to win the game. Duke's just better.
Yeah, I haven't paid much attention to college basketball nationally, but I'll go with Duke as well at home.
All right. Well, what is that spread?
You know what? That's a good question. Let me look at that.
I read yesterday where a guy bought one ticket for $10,000. So I guess he bought two tickets for $20,000. They must be courtside.
Jesus.
Why would anybody do that?
Duke is favored by 9.
Yeah.
Who would you, with the spread involved, do you think maybe North Carolina can keep it a little closer?
I would probably take North Carolina with the points. But think about this. Okay, now I know a lot of Duke kids have money anyway. But if you're a member of the Cameron Crazies and you're putting on the face paint and all that, right? You're right next to the court. You're involved in the cheers. But then you could sell that ticket
for
$10,000. Even if your family has lots of money.
Absolutely. I mean,
and then you just have some random businessman like stand in the middle of
Crazy. Then you bet on North Carolina to cover the spread.
Right. Just sell and go to a bar and just
buy a lot of drinks. North Carolina to cover the spread, and you end up with $20,000.
Yeah. All right. 5 for Frank, brought to you by Greenville. University.
For all of your eye care needs, see Dr. Michael Jones at Quantum Vision Centers, 866-260-EYES. He is a longtime friend of the show, practices complete eye care in the metro area, really regarded as one of the best in the country at that LASIK surgery. If you're wearing glasses, if you're wearing contacts, you want to get rid of them forever, there's no better place to go than Quantum Vision Centers, 866-260-EYES.
I'm reading this tweet right here from Bob Nightingale, and he says, the White Sox, who are out of the Bryce Harper sweepstakes, and then he says their plans for the rest of the offseason.
Oh, no.
Imagine being a White Sox fan, and you think you have, and you probably do, have a legit chance to get Manny Machado. Your hopes are up. One of my best friends from Chicago, huge Sox fan. All he was talking and texting about all offseason is Machado. Now, here's Bob Nightingale's tweet. They're not in on Harper. They are now focusing on versatile infielders, Marwin Gonzalez and Josh Harrison, with Gio Gonzalez.
Wow.
That's now what you're talking about as a Sox fan. Can you imagine the letdown?
Gio, I think, is kind of an option for the Cardinals if you want some added veteran depth in the rotation. But having said that, like even when Albert left for the Angels, like we immediately pivoted just as looking at options to Carlos Beltran.
And that worked out well.
Which was a good plan B. But to go from 30 home runs, great infield defense, a face of the franchise too, here's a guy who was good with Houston, or Josh Harrison was good 4 years ago with the Pirates.
Yeah, poor John Jay was kind of looked upon as
depressing.
The starting outfielder now, or one of them. It was a fine player. You'd love to have him as your fourth outfielder.
And then I'm angrier when you hear the White Sox saying, like, yeah, we weren't ever really willing to go to 300, which was, I would imagine, kind of the starting point for some of these negotiations in the upper 200s to 300 million. So then how much of a chance did you ever have to get him?
Yeah, their deal, too. They said, it was the greatest deal if you have all these weird incentives and
right.
all that.
Where the Padres just said, here's the money.
Here's some.
Which is what you have to do.
Straight cash, homie.
Right.
All right.
Oh, that's depressing.
Let's see what else. Oh, let me tell you one quick little thing about last night and the glamorous life of television. Is that when the Blues, I was going to do the sports live there at 10 o'clock. And then the game went into overtime, and I'm getting calls, okay, get back here right away because we got to have somebody on the set. Game's going to be going on. So I run outside, and at that time, it's snowing and sleeting
nice.
Outside. And then all of a sudden, I hear this big roar, and I'm in my car, and then I get a beep. Get back in there. We need you on there. And then so I see Martin down there, and we were both interviewing O'Reilly, Petrangelo, and who's the third? Oh, Parayko. And we barely get things on. But this is the worst part about it is, you know how in life everything is better. Cars are better. Technology is better. Television gets worse. Because, Charlie, as you will attest, if you're doing the show live from, like, let's say the Scott Trade Center, and you have six highlights that you're voicing over,
mm-hmm.
okay, you're not seeing them at all. Because of this TVU technology, it makes it impossible because it's like a seven-second delay. So you're talking about these highlights and not seeing them. And the only thing you have a little bit of a communication with is your producer will say, slow it down, faster, slow it down, faster, slow it down, faster. I'm not telling you, how does television get worse like that? In the old days, we could set up the monitor and you're looking at it live and it's just perfect. And now you can't even do that.
There are times that I've done that and our producer will say tape when we're in the tape. Then he will say change every time the highlights change. But sometimes there can be some miscommunication on, let's say there's an opening shot, and then there's times where I won't hear change for a while, and I just know I'm way off, and then I'll watch it after the fact. I'll be doing high school basketball, and I'm describing
worst.
A play that happened 24 seconds earlier.
and like, here's a shot, man. Maybe.
Yeah. And the amazing thing is, in the old days, if that would happen, you'd be way off. You know, you'd get emails, or you'd get phone calls or letters. Now nobody... Nobody writes in. Nobody calls. Nobody cares. What a life. All right, a couple of the texts there. Brian, you want to read those? Your worst nightmare is really just...
Well, this is what I don't get. He has sent in many, many texts, one of which he says, cats were once worshipped as deities, dogs eat their own poo. I then asked him to spell dog backwards and to let me know what it spells. A cat can be used to use the toilet, a dumb dog couldn't grasp the process. But then at one point he said, I love dogs though. It sounds like this guy hates dogs. Just eventually your texts add up to you don't like dogs at all. Saying, I'm doing the voice texting so the grammar may not be great, but surveys from mentalfloss.com say that a 10-year study shows that people are more likely to have 30% less heart attacks or strokes from owning a cat. 90% single women say that men who own cats are nicer, so they'd rather be with these men. Another study, I think that's confirmation bias.
The only study you need is go on the street, ask 1,000 people. You're going to have well over 600 say dogs for sure.
Oh, don't you
mean
more than that?
And I do think dogs do, at least, if you have a dog, you got to walk it. So dogs do get people outside and promote physical exercise.
There you go, Brian.
Which
I
think
that.
Is – but if you have a dog, you got to walk it. Even if it's a small dog, you got to take it outside, walk it around the block. And I know that that's beneficial for people.
Ask a blind guy if he hates his stupid dog.
Yeah.
I want you to ask a blind guy today if he hates his dumb dog and just see what
you
he
a dog or a cat guy, sir? I'm over here,
crazy.
Sir.
There are days where it's snowing outside and I'm being lazy and I don't take my dog outside besides letting him go to the bathroom. And he just looks depressed. And he's looking at me like, you are lazy. You're making me lazy. And I feel bad about
and
it.
And dogs love the snow, and which is, you know, the worst nightmare for a dog owner trying to trek through, you know, a couple inches of snow. And so you get them in quick, and they're just looking outside almost the whole time, anticipating that next takeout.
And Frank, good final segment topic. I know you like talking
yes.
television. So last night, we're watching the Blues game. Amazing finish. It's must-see television right now. And then we get into, just started, season 3, True Detective. I loved season 1, arguably my favorite.
That was with Woody Harrelson, right?
Woody Harrelson, Matthew McConaughey. Arguably
amazing.
The greatest television I've ever watched. Season 2, in my opinion, was a letdown with, who'd you have in that one? You had Colin Farrell, Vince Vaughn. Season 3, I believe there's 7 or 8 episodes. We just started. It's that Mahershala Ali.
Who's
and Steven
amazing
Dorff,
actor, by the way.
It's really good. I'm not saying it's as good as season 1. So far, definitely better than season 2, but I'm into it, man. And it was one of those things where I knew I had to kind of get up and be productive today, but I could have easily watched all 7 or 8 episodes last night if I really put my mind to it.
Very nice. I plan on going to Schnucks right after this and pounding down, getting as much food as possible, and then going to watch The Sopranos, an episode, taking a nap. I'm going to go in like a normal person at 2 o'clock today.
Perfect.
Now, here's this is a poll from the Associated Press just 2 days ago. 74% said they liked dogs a lot, but only 41% said the same about cats. I don't know what a straight poll. Oh, 60% prefer dogs to cats. I would have thought it had been higher.
Fair. No, I could see that.
But I bet if you do this, if you were to text in right now on the Winning Streak text lines, 855-282-8255, I bet, who do you like better, dogs or cats? I bet dogs would win 8-2.
Oh, yeah.
80%.
It's definitely going to be high. Maybe not that high, but I think definitely over 65%, I'm saying. We'll put it out there.
This is a male audience, you got to remember.
That's true. Yeah. Besides Tammy Joy.
She's
listening.
That's good.
Let's set up another remote.
1860 Saloon. Love that place.
Yes. All right. What do we have coming up in the coveted hour?
Coveted hour, Stricky Stricky. Who better after this
yes.
franchise record-breaking winning streak? So much
He's
positivity
prancing like a peacock.
To talk about with Andy Strickland of Fox Sports Midwest. And, of course, 590 The Fan talking Blues hockey. Coming up next, you have no more reads to get to, right?
Nope, that'll
All
do
right.
it. So.
Midday Grind coming up next, 590 The Fan, 590thefan.com. Charlie Marlowe, Brian Hoffman, Frank Cusimano, Darren Atkins, the Peoria Plowboy. Strickies coming up next.